I can't speak. For that grand set, we began with Jay Wood and their newest single, Untitled Swirl. Then a new single from Brandon Michael, the Toronto-based multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and producer. The instrumental track called Give Me a Second to Breathe. And then we heard new music, well, past music, but new music released from Bucklard. Bucklard is a solo electronic music project of Heidi Chan, a musician and sound designer based in Toronto, Canada. We haven't heard their music in quite a while on the SMK, but they just released a new album called Selected Melodic Works 1997-2011 on their Bandcamp page. The only description they give is some old songs with lyrics. The track we heard was the first from the album called Pleasure. Then we heard music from a new artist, and which incidentally actually got to meet them most recently. Their name is Raf Reza. They were actually doing the sound at Standard Time a few weekends ago, doing an ambient afternoon for Imaginary North, which me and my good friend Danny, with our Pearson Walls duo project, we performed there. And yeah, he was doing sound. They were amazing. So, and I had heard about them through music connections, and I heard about the new album that he released. The album is called Iqbar. Now, taking from the Bandcamp page, the first album proper from Bangladeshi Canadian producer Raf Reza explores his obsession with all things dubwise, heavily referencing his UK connections via sound system culture bleep nostalgia, whilst simultaneously serving as a research outlet for his fascination with late-era internet arrival in the Bangladeshi cultural landscape. Growing up in Tokyo with a musical education in Toronto via lockdown escapades in Glasgow, Raf's sound has progressed over the years from low slug boogie in-house experiments to a more centered identified path, which has culminated in his album for Telephone Explosion. The track that we heard off of Iqbar was called Sadhana. And finally, I did not have enough songs for this session, so I had to find more, and what better way to include more music by Shun Shun than coming off the new album that they released, Serpent's Skin. The Torontonian electronic ambient pop project by Black queer creator Shanika Wallace Waddle. We heard two tracks. They were shorter tracks, so I decided to put them together. We heard New Horizon and Flow. To end off this session, I wanted to lean on the more poppy side, because the pop artist that I've been obsessed with lately with their more current music is Bad Bunny. For those who don't know, they are a young urban music singer, rapper, and producer originally from Puerto Rico. He has had a short but stunning career with colossal amounts of success. They just released at the beginning of the year. I've been late to the game, but they released a new album called Debí Tirar Más Fotos. I know it was the performance. I've been following along with the NPR Tiny Desk concerts on YouTube. And when I saw Bad Bunny perform, I think that was the moment where because I had listened to the album like a time before that performance, but when I saw that, I got really obsessed and listened to the full album again, and I really like it. It is, many people say, and you can hear it in the music, it's an album, it's a love letter. Here, Bad Bunny's love letter for Puerto Rico, filled with musical and lyrical references spanning many styles and instruments, past and present, both acoustic and electronic. The track that I've chosen to take off the new album by Bad Bunny is called Petoro de Coco. And with that, this has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Blue Sky at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, look inward and beyond. Hasta la próxima vez que contemplamos, mira hacia dentro e más allá.
Otra Navidad en la que te pedí, otra Navidad que no está aquí. Feliz año nuevo, pero no tan feliz. Te dieron un beso a las 12 y no fui yo quien te lo di. Hace un año que yo estoy ahí, hace un año que yo estoy ahí. Hace un año tu primer abrazo fue solo para mí. Me tenía en las nubes y como un rayo caí, caí, caí. Y ahora ni una llamada, ni un solo mensaje. Los brothers me la montan, dicen que estoy en un viaje. Son las 12:04 y ya estoy bien loco, llorando y bebiendo pitorro de coco que me trajo abuelo. Pa' que vacilara, no pa' que por un cuero. A las 12 llora. Siempre supe que era mala, no te creas que soy ciego. Yo cerraba los ojos y te besaba de nuevo. Con el doble 6 y doble 5 me trancaste luego. Tú y yo somos iguales, nos veremos luego.
I'm Dr. Anthony Leiserwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Even in the midst of war, students in Ukraine are taking action on climate change.
If you want to see the future of any country, we can just take a look at their youth. And I'm so proud of my youth.
Vladislav Kocher is a teacher in the city of Vinnytsia. Each year, his students participate in Climate Action Project, a program run by the nonprofit Take Action Global. It's a free 6-week program open to classes around the world. Students learn about the causes and effects of climate change, and they work on solutions in their communities. This year, Kocher students planted trees and created a campaign to remind people to conserve energy and water. And through the program, they shared their knowledge with other students around the world.
This year, my students had virtual interactions with the students from Dubai, Israel, from Sierra Leone, from India, for example, and other countries.
He says especially now, when the country is at war, his students play an important role representing Ukraine.
They become the voice of Ukraine at international level. And they always tell me that the most valuable thing for them is to understand that they are part of this global community and their voice is heard.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.